Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, 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 hello. Hope nice everyone's to be back. Okay out there. Nice to be back. It's only been a week, man. What do you think this is?
For me, it feels longer.
Yeah, okay. Feels longer for me as well. We're late. We're actually late starting today because Rosie's been fannying on trying to get us to put prints up again.
Oh, just wait for the beefs.
All right,
just
okay. Wait for the beefs. Oh, yeah, predictable. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Predictable.
Oh, right, okay.
Predictable.
Do you know what he's just said to me? He said, I'm going to do a beef the day and you're not even going to see it coming.
Not going to see it coming. It's going to come out. Honestly, it's going to
I've got no
like
idea what it might be.
It's going to come out with left field, pincer movement. Behind you. Like that third raptor. You didn't even know she was there.
The third raptor?
Third velociraptor. You didn't. Comes from the side. You didn't even know she was there.
Jurassic Park reference. You yeah. always... Oh, God.
Oh,
Jurassic Park.
Oh,
fucking, what's he called
greatest,
with the hat?
One of the greatest movies of the 90s. Oh, sorry. Oh, what shall I... Oh, shall I quote something off Hear You? Shall I?
Don't.
We're at a dog wedding and everyone's fighting. That, by the
oh,
way...
Oh, you watched Southern Charm for 3 minutes.
Walked past the kitchen and Rosie was watching Southern Charm and these fucking shitbags were having a dog
It was a very
wedding.
Poor episode.
Yeah, no.
I'm all caught up.
I'm sorry, right? I don't care how good a TV series is. The day they have a dog wedding, I check out of that TV series.
Oh, whatever.
That's it. I'm done.
For all of my Hear You lovers and reality TV lovers, I've got two words for you.
Mm.
Vanderpump Rules. Fuck me.
Is that my three words? Is Vanderpump one word?
Word.
Is it hyphenated?
No.
Okay.
It's someone's surname.
Just checking.
Keep
the facts.
There's been loads going on
right,
in
okay.
like in their real lives.
Oh God!
Not
brilliant.
Even the TV program.
So the TV. So hang on. So it's reality, but TV. The TV isn't their real life.
Yeah. So obviously, but the finished film and the reality TV program.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, but some shit happens, and they're like, "Get it quick! No. Come back! Turn the camera on!"
I swear to God. Apparently, I've been watching loads of TikTok videos. Apparently, the crew like scrambled an emergency camera crew together, and they're like, "Get to the fucking houses! It's all kicking off."
God,
it's been
almighty.
An affair. There's been like an affair within the group.
Right, okay.
I mean, you know, it's devastating because it's actually real people's
spoiler
lives.
Spoiler alert! If you're 15 seasons behind on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh
by
shit!
The way.
Yeah, sorry. Oh yeah. God, that would actually upset me. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, you've just said that. Sorry. An affair happening at some point on one of those shows with all those fucking tosses.
Yeah, it happens.
That's obviously going
to
happen.
That's not a nice way to say thing to say about people.
Oh, sorry.
And them shows about all them tosses.
I don't normally dig people out and like I'm not, you know, I try not to because everyone's doing their thing and you know people when people slag me off, I don't really care. But I used to get really upset.
Uh-huh.
But no, it's just hot. The dog wedding pushed us over the edge. The dog wedding just pushed us like we're all having. And I know what, maybe a producer came up with it. Maybe I'm being too harsh. Okay, look, I'm going to call them all fucking tossers. I'm going to continue to call them all fucking tossers. But please just take it with a pinch of salt. And if you are one of those fucking tossers, I don't really mean it. You're probably really nice and you're just doing
you said
what you
it
can
now.
Do.
You said so, it now.
Rosie, do you see how much
I,
you were ruining my you know, angry comedy?
No, do you know what it is though? I make up for the fact that you hate them because I couldn't live without it.
Oh yeah, the love level for them in this household is always going to be
it.
In positive equity.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Why are you looking out the window? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for something to come?
Oh no. Are you? I'm just going.
Guys, she keeps turning looking out the window. She's making us really nervous.
No, we just had new blinds put up.
What are you waiting for?
Yeah. Just having a little look at them.
We had new blinds put up and I came into this little studio room that we've got here and you had the blinds right down to the floor and you were sitting in almost darkness.
Yeah.
And I said, why? And you said, I'm just getting the creases out of them.
Mm.
And I said, but aren't they going to spend most of their life up anyway?
Yeah.
In the creases.
Yeah.
And you went, yeah. And then I had to put them up.
All right, sometimes you make valid points. What do you want us to say? All right.
Well, that's it.
I just like, you know, when I get a new thing, like a new interiors thing, I just like to look at it all the
just
time.
Just keeping these blinds closed to get me money's worth. Everyone, Robin, Rafe, get your torch helmets on.
Mammy's
spent pent money on blinds. We're going to use them.
Well, actually, they weren't cheap, right?
Mom, it's sunny outside. Blinds are down.
I've wasted quite a lot of fabric there, really. I should have.
Yeah.
I think I might have said that, you know, when I got them, because she said,
"No, you don't
do you want them."
Right.
No, she said, "Do you want them just to kind of to dress the window?" Mm. And I was like, "Yeah, but something might happen one day where we really need to close the blinds, and Chris would have if Chris went to close them blinds and they didn't close, there'd be no point in living anymore because you would actually have my life.
There'd be no point in living anymore.
I'm sorry. You'd ring your friends. You'd write a sketch about it. The tour would be called Me Wife Can't Buy Blinds.
Fringe Blinds. Yes. I pulled the fucking thing and it just kept turning round and round and round and the blind didn't move. It's like a nightmare. Like running in a dream. I would 100%. I'd be all over that. And a little bit annoyed you didn't get them.
Shit, now you're going to have to come up with something else.
Oh, God. Oh, I blew it all on here. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. We really do appreciate it. We never take you for granted. As I said last week, if you go and click that little follow button on whatever app you're on, that would be lovely. You'll get any little extra episodes we throw out there. You'll be able to get a notification for them. And you get a notification every week when we come out. We'll just be in your little pocket. Yeah. We'll be like, hey, yeah. And that'll be nice. But thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. It's episode 208.
I feel happier already.
Do you know? Chat. We couldn't be arsed before this.
No, I couldn't be arsed at all. I think you could tell if you rewind this back and listen to the beginning, you can absolutely tell that we can't be arsed. But now your juices are flowing.
Awful.
Literally, figuratively, and literally.
Horrible sentence. Cool. Tell you what, if your juices are going to flow over this floor, get them fucking blind shut in case anyone walks past, will you? There we go. Get them blind shut.
Full of blood. Young, dumb. Blood.
Perioded.
I told you I'm on my period.
Oh, no, you didn't.
God, you listened to nothing.
You didn't tell us you're on your period.
No. I did.
My brain might have just... Do you know how, like, your nose, you know, you can't... You can see your nose all the time. Do you know this fact? You can see your nose all the time, but your brain basically blanks it out because it's there all the time.
I heard that. Isn't that clever? Yeah. Aren't we clever?
One, I probably told you it. Two.
No, I mean, aren't we as humans? Like, that's a really clever thing to do.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant us for talking about it on the pod. I was like, fucking hell, Jesus, self-congratulatory.
Get me on a politics podcast. Yeah, no, don't.
It is amazing. But yeah, I think my brain now, I hear you talking about periods so much, I think my brain just cuts it out like how you don't look at your own nose. Because they're all the time. You're banging on about periods so much, I think my brain's just like, just fucking delete that for you, Chris.
Well, there you go.
Live delete. Mm. Yeah. I think that's what happens. So,
great.
Okay. So you're all flushed up, are you? Yeah? You're all bunged up. You're all corked. Yeah? That's the old paint as in. Yeah?
Anything else?
Yeah? Got the old bun in the oven. No,
that's the wrong one.
Got a big tub of Häagen-Dazs ice cream melting in the cupboard. That's that one. That sort of works, doesn't it?
Häagen-Dazs ice cream?
Yeah, just if you put it in the cupboard by mistake and it started melting, it's all like flown out and you've got to put something in to stop it flowing out. Analogy.
Horrible.
Anyway, listen, it's episode 208 and without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, you've probably seen them about, people are doing it, they're rubbing it in your face, it's starting to do me tits in, ice baths. Hey, are you doing it? Hey, look at me. Hey, where's my camera? Oh, there's me, my camera. Oh, what's this? Oh, it's me ice bath. Oh, I'm just going to get in me ice bath. Oh, guess what it's called? Is it me? Is it cold? Is it? Yeah. Does it count if you don't film it? No, it doesn't count if you don't film it. Oh, look at me. Oh, do you ice bath? Do you?
I've never ice bath.
Do you ice bath? Oh, you don't ice bath. Oh. Well, look forward to dying tomorrow, you warm water twat. Oh, look at me. Oh, God, film is getting out of it. Oh, look at me ice bath.
Do you know what confuses me?
What?
I'm not adverse to the ice bath. I'd love to try
I'm
one.
I'm not adverse. I'm just getting irritated by it.
And they're meant to be quite good for you. But.
Well.
Do you know what my thing is, right?
What?
Most people have got baths.
Yeah.
In their houses.
Yeah.
Why don't they just fill them?
Just put cold water in it.
Cold water and hoist some ice in if you must.
Oh, no. You've got to sit outside and film it or it doesn't count. You've got to sit outside and film it or it doesn't count. I think it's more of a lifestyle thing. What annoys me with it is. I'm jealous of everyone who's got time to do it.
That's always your thing. You're always just jealous of people's time.
Yeah, jealous of time. And sick of people banging on about it. It's like the new vegan thing. People just talk about it constantly. If they do it, I do ice baths. Oh, fine. You're working in office, mate. You're not a fucking top flight athlete. I'm not impressed, right? also, I saw a thing online and it was like ice bath. It was a lady and she was like, I'm ice bathing now. She must have been in her 50s, maybe, right? She looked great. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I'm ice bathing now. Yeah, I've got the energy of a 20-year-old. When I was 20, I slept till about 1 in the afternoon.
That is true.
Sat in my pyjamas all day, went and did a gig, came home, went to fucking sleep. Tell me you've got the energy of a three-year-old.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try it.
The only thing I think I was better at in my 20s was having a hangover and going to work.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But nowadays it actually is difficult, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I was lazy as shit when I was 20.
Oh, God,
yeah.
I've got the energy of a 20-year-old. That's not a good... That's a bad advert.
I can't lie in anymore.
Yeah, no, I can't either.
I can't sleep past 8 o'clock.
Well, the little bastards, i.e. our children,
yeah,
have been getting up at 5:30 for as long as...
Tried 5:20 this morning.
5:10 this morning for Rafe, but as far as I can remember. And I wake up before them now.
Mm.
I'll wake up before them. I'm like, they're going to wake up in a minute. And it's horrendous.
It's just a phase, Chris. Yeah. It's just a phase. It's just a phase.
Listen,
by the end of the day, we literally just look at each other and we just go, it's just a phase. Yeah. It's fine.
And that's the crux of the problem, be fair. Look, enjoy your ice baths. Enjoy your Vanderpump Rules and your fucking dog wedding programs. I'm just
don't put
tired.
Me in there with that. Don't
no,
put
no, come
Vanderpump
on.
Rules in with ice baths.
No,
they're
no,
completely
come on.
You've different.
You got to. If you put it in an ice bath, they're all the older you younger. They'll have more energy to fight. You'll love it.
I'm a hot bath all day, mate.
Hot bather. All day? Oh,
I could sit in a hot bath all
shrink.
Day.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I'm just being grumpy because I'm tired. Enjoy your fucking, all your shit.
You'll have one next week.
Sorry, I've already You're ordered such... it. I'm joking. I have face.
You
your face.
Will. You will.
Your face.
That's you all over that. Oh, I hate this. I hate that. Oh, why are you doing that? I'll have 7
Well, that's it. I mean, it must have only been 6 months ago, maybe a bit longer, you said on the podcast that protein powder was upsetting and we both laughed about it. And now I do protein shakes and
I
protein
don't
bars.
Do protein powder.
Yeah. So,
would you say to me today, oh, because I fucking hate it, that protein shaker.
Yeah.
You're so arrogant when you shake that. It's
listen,
so annoying.
Listen, you've got to shake it really loud and I know. You get little bits, and I don't like the bits because they're horrible.
It's vile. Anyway, right. And then you just looked at me, because I'm not a milkshake girl. I just never liked a milkshake.
Genuinely only drink it because it tastes lush.
Well, you said to me, you were like, you looked at this, you went, you know what? You went, you'd love this. And I went, why? And you went, you know what it tastes like? I went, what? You went, melted ice cream.
It's brilliant.
I don't like what. Who's drinking melted ice cream?
There's probably people listening. Experts are probably like, Chris, protein bars and the protein shake with the flavour, it's all just sugar. Yes, it is just sugar. But guess what? If I wasn't having a protein bar, I'd have a fucking Twix extra and I'd have a Snickers Duo. So at least it's a little bit better than that.
Is it though?
Probably not. There's probably studies. I should probably be in an ice bath eating fucking kale. But I'm not going to do it because I can't be any more miserable than I already am.
Oh, it would tip you over the edge. Ah,
I'm joking. I'm good. Yeah. No, I did the shower. I do the shower thing. I go cold at the end of the shower a little bit. And it does give you energy for about 5 seconds when you're like, get me the fuck out of this. This is horrendous. And you spring out of that shower. Mm-hmm. And then you hit a wall again. Because you've been up since 5:10 because your kids are knobs.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Just got to wait till they're older and then we'll be happy again.
No, but then when you're older, you miss it. Oh, I'm sick of that. Sorry, this is the longest intro and I'm just whinging. The amount of tight people.
Such a bad mood.
You'll miss it. Oh, will I miss 5:10 going downstairs and being screamed at until pancakes are ready and fucking putting juice in the wrong cup so there's hell on. Will I miss that, will I? Well, fucking stone
will
me.
Will you miss, this is just today's example, miss having to wait till 7 o'clock so they could go outside and play in the snow?
For 5 seconds.
Yeah, but literally, can we go outside yet? Look at the clock on the oven. It's, can we go outside at 7 o'clock? That far, fucking, it was 1 hour and 15 minutes that we had that because I felt so bad about the neighbours. I was like, wait till 7 o'clock to play outside.
Oh, God.
Wait till 7 o'clock to play outside.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
In fact, in Rafe's shoes. I mean, it's cold outside. It's cold outside, Rafe. Wellies on. It's cold. Coat, hat. You're not going to like it. It's cold. Goes outside. Falls over. Hands in the snow. Mama. Want to go in? Yeah. Straight back in. 20 minutes to get ready. 30 seconds outside.
Three minutes past 7.
Honestly. Just. You'll miss it. Oh, fucking. I'm telling you right now.
I will not miss it. I am rose-tinted glasses to shit. I already am.
You're the same as your mum.
Yeah, I'll miss it so much. I already do with loads of Rose Robin. I'm like, me baby. I was literally, so depressed when Robin was little. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. I was so, so down. And I look back and I go, that was the best time of my life.
So full of shit. He's so full of shit. It's ridiculous. But I am as well. We're all full of shit. But there we go. Hey, let's get that jingle on. We've been prattling on for bloody 14 minutes.
Here's the jingle.
Jingly, jingly. We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Do you know what? Screw an ice bath. Just do an intro to a podcast where you have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a whinge. I feel amazing now.
Good, me too,
darling.
I feel
bloody fantastic. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting up with me whinging. I'm going to whinge a bit more later on, maybe, but it's all good.
I turned over me diffuser things. What are they called?
Oh, is this the bits of
stick? The long bits
of stick that you did, yeah.
Turned them over. It splashed on us somewhere, and I smell fucking delicious.
Right, okay. Smell like a potpourri bowl.
Yeah. Your hands smell nice as well.
Yeah, well, you're sniffing your fingers like someone like, been scratching their arse in public.
Like perfume.
Yeah, yeah, like potpourri. It's like perfume, but it's like house perfume, innit?
Yeah, it's like
you
a housey
you wouldn't
one.
Put it on and go to the pub and be like, oh,
no, I think people like would be like, you smell.
Sofa.
Yeah,
you smell like a flowery sofa.
Yeah.
you smell like a summer's day coffee table.
Do you remember potpourri? Do people still use that?
Don't know.
Awful, innit?
It's just a ball. It's what is it? It's just a ball of dried shit. With some perfume on it.
I think so, but it's so strong. Remember touching it when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just, like, not like, I mean, maybe it was
I remember
like
momentarily
it's
thinking
horrible.
It was some kind of snack. First time you saw it. Yeah. Like, oh, God, what are these crisps? No. You can't eat that orange. That is an old, smelly orange.
A dry orange.
Do you remember floating candles?
Yeah.
That was a thing for a bit.
I think the crystal gem things, they're still a thing, I think, but they were very,
very... There was a full-on shop at the Metro Centre that sold just floating candles. And people went in and bought fucking, like, hot, like half fish bowls, basically, like huge glass things.
Crystals on the bottom.
Yeah, you got
water.
The crystals on the bottom, and you put your water in, and you put floating your little candles. Floating little candles. I thought...
Very 90s.
When we got the floating candles, I thought this
Did you have floating candles?
Oh, damn right we had floating candles. I thought it was brilliant.
We
on
never...
On my request.
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah, I think I went to someone's house who had floating candles. Yeah. And I was like, Mom, you're not, Mom, we need to get some floating candles.
We must get these.
You are being left in the dust round here. I'm embarrassed for you.
We never
they're
had
sort
them.
In.
We never had them.
Really?
No.
Nah, I did not imagine you lot. Why? Well, you know, you swap them in.
What?
Bones of your arse, weren't you lot?
I get lost.
The winters.
No, Sandra's genuinely got really good taste. She didn't follow trends.
I'm just imagining you. We'll make our own floating casket. Derek, get the hacksaw and get the Christmas candles out. Fucking wax dust everywhere. they're turning over, ma'am. And they're floating the right way up. They're turning over and the flames going out. Right.
No, we didn't have floating candles.
Oh, I love your tales of childhood war.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I don't know about anyone else listening, but you don't, but I have to choose Robin's meals every week.
I've done it once.
Right.
Take that back.
Yeah.
Take that back.
So, right, you've done it once.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I choose these meals every week.
I was jealous.
Oh, my... Same. The only reason I'm saying it is because I've got a note here.
Yeah.
So I put it in my notes and I copy and paste it. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, lush. Like, proper lush.
Some of it, yeah. I was like, oof. I was actually... I think we had... I don't know what we were doing that night. I think we were even getting a takeaway one night when I was planning it. And I was like... Oh, I'd rather have this.
I want mince
like,
and dumplings.
It was like sausage and tomato pasta. I was like, oh, get the... sausage and mozzarella pasta. And I was like, get in me right now.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm hungry.
Yeah, always. Always. Do you think you just spend most of your day hungry? I could eat all day nonstop.
Yeah, same.
But I don't. I hold back from it. I'm like, no, I'm not going
to
do that.
I'm really trying not to snack.
I'm really trying to stop when it gets to the point of you're done now.
You're
I have
full.
A full meal. I'm like, like today, I genuinely... I made some tuna pasta with a couple of little green beans in, ate it, and I was like, right, I need something else. Like straight away, like immediately, the second I'm finished, I'm like, I need to throw something. And I just butter some bread and just throw that in. And I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I went, you're thirsty. You're probably thirsty. Have a drink of water. And I had a drink of water and then I was all right. Honestly, like...
It's ridiculous. I'm not, exactly the same.
Oh, I finished that meal, but I'm not in pain.
No,
like, this isn't right. I should be in agony. I should be lying on the floor.
I know. Chris, I know. Tell us about it, man. I don't think I've got that thing in my brain that tells us that I'm full.
Yeah?
I don't have it.
No.
I don't know if I've ever been full. No, do you know when you go out for dinner? Do you know when you go out for dinner with people and there's people who are like, honestly, I couldn't eat another thing.
That's
couldn't
it.
Move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say it. I don't mean it. I always say
I
it.
I
go,
mean.
I go, oh my gosh, I couldn't, I I can't move. I can't move. Yeah. And but actually, hang on. If somebody brought something else out,
something totally different.
Oh, something completely. That one
other,
to try.
Bring that other thing on the menu that I was considering that yeah. I didn't get that her down the table had. I'll fucking.
I'll have a couple of chews of it.
Chunk
like,
out of that, my like, eye. Yeah. People put their knife and fork down, they leave food on the plate, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I can't have it. I've got to stop. I can't have any more." And I'm like, "Well, I'm stopping just out of shame. I'm not stopping because I'm full. Because I could fucking rinse all of your plates now. Greedy pigs."
As well, I'm very envious of people who, when you go out to eat, are just okay with sharing loads of food. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
They're just okay with that. You know, when they get there and they're like, "Oh, I'm not bothered what I have. Oh, I'll just have a bit of that and a bit of this." And you go, "Oh, fuck me. Why am I studying the menu?"
Yeah.
And it's like the most important thing that happened to me life right now.
Right, so you don't
and
mean
I'll
people
be no, but I'll be devastated right. if there's not enough.
Yeah, okay. So what's you mean people are about? Just really laid back about it.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean. This is weird. I was thinking about this the other day. So very funny comedian, Adam Hess. Mm-hmm. I've done some writing with him on certain things. He's on Instagram. I think he's Adam Hess 100 on Instagram. He's fucked some put. He's so funny and so strange, the stuff he puts on. He's brilliant, right? Yeah. I love watching his stuff. And he's been in a writer's room with me a few times. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm not from London. So if I'm in London in an office doing the writing and they come in and, you know, when you're working on TV, I don't know if anyone knows this, they've got, like, if it's in somewhere in central London, they come in with a fucking binder of menus.
Yeah.
Like a
binder.
And they'll go like, do you want, what do you want for lunch? And you're like, and they'll just, boom, drop this fucking thing down. Obviously, you've got your Nando's and your Pizza Express in there, but then they're like, there's little delis around the corner and there's all these different things. Sushi.
So exciting.
I mean, when we do our TV show, we're just like fucking, we don't care about the content. We're just waiting for the food on the day. Yeah. So where else, I remember me and Jason Cook and a couple of us, and I was like, I think we all got this like ham, this chicken sandwich from this place around the corner. And I remember Adam Hess just looking up and going, "What's everyone getting?" And I went, and it's like a Bible.
Yeah.
And I went, "Oh, we're getting this chicken sandwich." And he went, "Yeah, I'll have one of them." And I was like, "Oh," I was like, "Mate, look at the choice. Don't do that. One, fucking pick something. There's so much to choose from. And two, don't put that on me, because if you don't like it, you've just copied off what I want. Yeah. I'll feel guilty about that." He does it every time. "What, you haven't? Oh, yeah, that sounds good. I'll have that." Wow. I'd love to be that guy.
Oh, I have to have looked at every single thing.
Yeah. I'm like, "Well, you haven't? What, you right, can I have half of one of his and half of that, and then three of these?"
Oh, but no, we are also go around the table. I will change my meal by the time it gets back to me, because I'll have listened to everyone else's.
No. Your catchphrase in a restaurant, your catchphrase is, "Come back to me. Can you come back to me, please? Come back to me at the end, because I'm going to cheat and I'm going to listen to everyone else's, and then I'm going to either go completely different if I don't like them, or steal my favourite one off everyone else."
Yeah. I can't help it. It's just such an important thing. I'm so envious of people like that.
Laid back.
Just flippant with food. Yeah, just laid back. So flippant with it. God.
It's like the. It's
like how many is on that plate? Has anyone seen any pictures? Yeah. I have Instagrammed. I have looked at Instagram of restaurant to see what the food looks like.
I'm just wondering how big your portions are. How many chips do you get? No, how many chips?
Is it that 15? Stupid? Do you remember when they put them in the little Jenga, brick things?
The Jenga.
Oh, fuck me!
Get out of here!
Honestly.
Yes, we do the steak with the triple cooked chips. Oh, wonderful. They sound amazing. Oh, there's six of them. There's six of them piled up like a. Like a really intense game of Jenga. Right.
Awful.
I'll have a potato, please.
I'm starving. Yeah, that was ridiculous, wasn't it? Jenga chips.
Three that way. There's your chips. Something's happened to you, mate. There's obviously a fucking newspaper full of chips somewhere back there that you can... honestly, if you're going to do the full Jenga tower, I want that a foot high. Are we playing Jenga or not?
They'll never notice. The bastards.
It's the thing for me in the posh places. It's the sauce on the side, and then like the dollop it, and then they flick it, mm-hmm. So it looks like a comet, like a shooting star. And you're like, "Yeah, look, that looks great, but can I please have a bowl of that?"
It's nothing. I know.
Bring a pint glass of that, mate. Come on.
What about when you have to buy sides separately? That's upsetting, isn't it? That's really upsetting. Yeah. So you're like, "I'll get the chicken. What to come with?" It's nothing. Just that. It's so I'm just going to eat chicken and spinach, am I? Like,
no,
that's
spinach
me
is
dinner.
A side as well. Spinach is a side as well.
No, sometimes you get it with a little, like, a little I don't know. Side. That's just an example.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, well, I'll have chips on the side then."
Yeah.
Bring the chips. Cheap bastard. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef? What's
beef,
Your
beef, beef? Beef, beef, beef. Okay.
I am so intrigued as to what your beef is.
Well, you go first, because mine's a little bit out of left field. A bit weird. And I can't believe I haven't spotted it. But you go first. Come on.
You haven't spotted it.
What are you whinging about? Come on.
Oh, just put me print up. Just please. Oh, shut please. Just put. I bought some new prints. I want them on the wall. I would do it myself. Genuinely, I'm just a bit shit at it. And you are very good at putting prints up, but it's been weeks.
Okay.
And I've left them in the rooms. I've left them on the floor underneath where I want them.
Okay, so slander. This is slander.
It's not.
The other day when you left them underneath exactly where you wanted each one of them, I put them up in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. They were all up, they were all level. It was banging, right? What you do is, this is a thing, guys, right? She goes, you got 5 minutes there. Why don't you put me prints up? I've been waiting to put my print. You will never put my prints up. I go, okay, then. Do you want to put them up there now? You go, yeah. I go, right, where do you want them? You go, I don't know. I go, well, I can't put them up then.
It's a full process. I need you to hold them so then I can look at them from afar. How am I meant? If I hold them on the wall, what am I magically meant to?
Use your imagination.
Oh, go shit off.
Go shit off. You got a camera phone that you're always on. Put that over the other side of the room so you can see it. Stand, hold it, go back, look at the video.
Oh, that's actually not a bad show.
We seem to have concluded this quite amicably.
Right, fair enough. I'll do that next time. Okay, what is your beef with me? I am so interested.
My beef with you is, it's just unsettling. It was something I've never noticed. Never, ever noticed it. And I noticed it last night. And you did it so many times. And I was like, she must do this every single time.
Is it disgusting?
So, no. So, I mean, it was, but not like normal, you know, poo-poo, caca, wee-wee disgusting.
Okay.
not toilet humour.
Right, okay.
Back at the urinal, disgusting. So we were in the bathroom last night, ready to go to bed. Uh-huh. And I was standing, brushing my teeth together, like a lovely married couple.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm standing, brushing my teeth. And I'm looking in the mirror and I can see you in the mirror because you're like slightly just behind me, over to the right of my shoulder slightly, like a flying V, like the second Velociraptor in Jurassic Park.
You quote.
That was a joke.
Jurassic
Park.
A fucking, what's it? Tomb? No.
Shut up, man.
The other
Indiana
one
Jones.
We're talking.
Tomb
Jones.
Raider.
Aye.
Look at you. So you've got an electric toothbrush and you're going, and there must be, it's either certain points in your mouth, it's not when you do the smiley bits, the front bits, it's where you do either it must be the insides of them or just the bitey bits, right? And you, while you brush your teeth, you look like the Undertaker from WWE Wrestling. You know the white
Stone
eye
Stone Cold
thing?
Steve Austin?
No, the Undertaker.
Is that a different guy?
Different guy.
Okay, all right.
He does the white of the eyes thing.
Chris, I'm sorry. Do I look like a wrestling sort of girl?
So in the 90s, you never saw The Undertaker, who does the white of the eyes thing and stands there. You never saw that.
But is that what I look like?
It is harrowing. It's like I'm brushing my teeth next to a fucking demon. Your eyes, your eyes roll back in your head and your eyes, your eyelids are open and all I can see is the whites of your eyes.
I'm just Googling.
It's absolutely disgusting. And I looked and I thought, it's weird, they're just doing that. You held it. Do you think you've got your eyes closed when you're brushing your teeth?
I've honestly never thought about it.
Pretend to brush your teeth now and shut your eyes, brushing your teeth. If you do, just like you should.
Chris, was I all right?
It was horrible. I'll watch you do it. 2 minutes until the little beeper goes off on the toothbrush. Constant. Just whites of your eyes, like The Exorcist or a demon or something.
Really?
Honestly, it was so strange. and then you stopped and you did the front bits of your teeth and you sort of looked at me and you smiled like that. And then you did another bit and back into the fucking twilight zone. And then you did again. Then I think you spat and you stood back up and I went, okay, that's it. And then back in, white again.
No.
I swear on the children's lives. Nah. I swear down on our children's lives. It was the weirdest shit I've ever seen. And I was like, how fucking long has she been doing this? Getting possessed.
You should see his butt mascara on.
Oh, Jesus. Getting possessed by the
I'm sorry. Well, I've never seen it. Ever.
Oral B demons. Horrible. Fluoride. Fluoride.
How am I ever going to know?
I'll have to video you. I'll have to video you. We'll
this might freak you out, though. What if I'm not a person? What if I am a demon?
Oh, here we go.
What if I am a demon? And what if you're the only human on Earth and you're living with demons?
Rosie, fucking a good couple of weeks of the month, you are a fucking demon. Great. I live with you, mate.
Well done.
Yeah.
Didn't take you very long. I don't remember The Undertaker. So that's
just
a shame.
I love the arrogance of you look like the Undertaker from WWE, and then just to come in with a different wrestler. Stone Cold Steve Austin, different
well,
wrestler.
Well, I remember, what was his Stone Cold Stunner or something like that, wasn't
used
it?
Used to do the stunner, yeah.
Yeah, I never watched wrestling. No disrespect.
How do you know about Stone Cold Steve? I mean, he was massive. He was huge.
The lads used to say it at school.
Yeah, Stone Cold was
And they used to do
massive.
That. Suck it.
That was DX.
I do. I enjoy. I still do that
the
now.
The X across the cross.
I do that to Robin sometimes.
Timeless. Yeah. Sorry?
I've just literally been like, suck it.
That you did?
Is it about sucking cocks? It
yes,
is, isn't
it's
it?
About sucking cocks. Oh, my word. Shit. You do the DX sucker to our 7-year-old.
Only a couple of times.
Only a couple of
I
times.
I didn't even think that it was that.
Brilliant. What did you think it was?
I don't know. Just slang. Like, just daft.
What?
That's rude. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not being funny. That was on when kids were, like, Robin's age at school.
Well, yeah,
lads used to watch it.
Well, yeah, but it
and
was...
And do it in the yard. That's where it's come from.
Right.
So, don't blame me. I didn't know any better.
Sorry, I will blame you because our child's never seen it. You took it and did it our child. The word suck it was involved.
Oh, I know, I didn't think. I still do it sometimes now. Brilliant. To me mates and that.
To me mates and that. What a stupid bunch of people you hang around with. Huh? Fucking hell, get with it. Losers.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shagmaudenoid@gmail.com.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. I have an ick for you.
Awesome.
Cheeky little ick. I once saw one of my male colleagues buy a pair of jeans in his lunch break. Instead of buying a bag to put them in, he draped them over his arm and then carried them back like a waiter. Made me feel ill.
Why? Why did you do that?
No idea.
Oh, God. I thought you was going to say that you saw him, that you changed into them and she saw him like, I don't know, he had to like come out in his underpants and put his current ones in the bin or something or carry his dirty ones back, but that's funny. Over his arm.
I can like just say it. Why didn't he get a bag?
Well, you're saving, you know, wasteful bags. It's only one pair of jeans. You can carry them back. But, I mean, you could just roll them up, put them under your arm, roll them up, hold them in your hand, you know, put them, put the sort of pockets, the back pockets on your shoulder blades and put the legs
like
over your shoulders.
Like a polo
like
player.
Like a poncho or a polo player. Tied up like a scarf.
Isn't that a funny thing?
What?
Just, like, there's a lot of people who just wear jumpers around their necks.
Yeah.
But that'll be their go-to of putting a jumper.
Yeah, just stick a jumper
just carrying a jumper.
Yeah,
like,
just keep it around. Keep the shoulders
funny,
warm.
Isn't it?
Shoulders and neck warm.
Is
it a this country thing, or is it more of like, I mean, the immediate person I'm thinking of is Carlton from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I think it's a posh British thing as well, though.
Right, okay.
I think it is. I think it's a very tennis, American tennis thing.
Right, okay.
Maybe French. Like the French family
okay,
would do it.
So you have no idea where this is from then.
It's rich people.
Right, okay, it's rich people.
It's basically just...
I don't think it's posh people. posh people in it. Rich and posh are two very different things.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
They sometimes collide, but they are. Yeah.
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 It's just my go-to would be round my waist. Like, well, yeah. I'm nine again.
Yeah. Well, no, mine
I mean,
would be...
I think it looks mint.
No, no. Mine would be jumper, wrong way around, pull the neck of jumper down to forehead, just above
like
eyes.
Like a nun.
Yeah, like a nun, like yeah. that, yeah. But then the bottom of the jumper comes to the back, right?
Yeah.
Goes under, sort of just under your ears, and then sleeves round, tie up round the side, ninja hat.
That's your go-to.
Yeah.
If you have to take your jumper off in the summer.
I meant when I was at school. Uh-huh. Did you never make ninja hat?
Never.
Ninja hat was great.
I've definitely played a nun sometimes, but never did a ninja hat.
Ninja hat was great. Or wrapped it all the way around. Oh. And then I remember mine, I had it, so it wrapped around, it basically looked like oh, you could just see your sort of, oh, fucking hell, just see your eyes, and you would run around fighting each other.
Right.
The kids, right? And then my mum washed me jumper, and it shrunk a tiny bit, and the sleeves wouldn't get all the way around my head. And I couldn't play ninjas anymore, could I?
Shit.
So that was that. Worst day of my life.
I've never ever done that. We used to put my blazer sometimes over our heads.
Right.
Like an umbrella.
That's not a game. That's not getting your hair wet.
Well, yeah. Put your hands in your pockets, lift it up over your head.
Right.
I don't know what it is, whether it's like a... I sometimes quite liked being in that position.
Right.
Having my blazer that's above my head.
Oh, sorry, you mean inside out-y round
the
top?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, that's cocooned. When the wind... You did that when it was windy and you'd lean into the wind.
Oh, right, okay. I don't know if I did that, but...
Oh, yeah. God. Did all your dirty cigarettes not fall out your inside pockets onto the floor? You fucking scrub. Dirty, horrible. Ugh.
Oh, God, honestly, I smoked for a few years. Leave me be.
Few year more than me.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't smoke, you know.
There's no protein in cigarettes, is there?
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hey, Chris, Rosie, Robin and Rafe. That's
yep,
cute.
They're not involved at all, but that's nice. Not involved at all.
I immediately thought of emailing in after my experience today on a flight.
Oh, wonderful.
My husband and I flew back from the USA after a week exploring New York and Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Flight left late. Not impressed at all.
I was just thinking about just think about the general concept of how incredible flying is, but how horrible the experience is.
Right, okay.
It's horrible, isn't
it? I mean, I love flying.
No.
What?
Just,
I love it, mate. I love literally love getting your food and that. And I love watching the... If it's a long haul and you get to watch films and shit,
okay.
I fucking love it.
You just want to sit down. You just want to sit
down.
Yeah,
always.
Right, okay,
always
that's all that
just want
to
sit
all
down.
Right, when I'm talking 40-minute fucking budget flight to London from Newcastle,
I
that's
still quite like it. I don't know what it is. I quite like flying.
It's an incredible thing that we've achieved as humans and we've managed to just shit all over it.
What do you mean? I like little things. Like I love little, like... I'm thinking long haul. Just little shit that you get. It's like, do you want these? Do you want this little packet of stuff? And do you want... I'm like, oh, yes, right, please.
Okay. So sitting down and food. Sitting down, food and watching the telly is your favourite bit of flying.
Yeah.
Right, yes.
Do you remember when we went to Dubai and you had to put a sticker on you if you wanted food? But actually... I don't know whether you actually were meant to put it like on your seat, but we put it on
my forehead.
Put
it on my faces. Yeah. I think it's because if you're asleep but you want food, it's like, wake us up for food.
It's like, do not. If you fucking think that I'm not getting my free meal on this flight, then
sorry
it's
to disturb you, ladies and gentlemen, but the cabin crew will be coming round with the greedy cunt stickers. If you are asleep but want to be woken up and troughed into your face with some free food, just stick a greedy cunt sticker on your seat or your blanket and we'll come back. We'll come back, give you a shake and then shovel a big tray of food in front of you.
You absolutely better. Because it honestly, you're better.
Hello, I'd like to make a complaint. I slept through my meal. I'm furious. I missed a meal when I could have had a meal. I was fast asleep. I wanted to be shook awake and fed.
Do you remember the first time we went and we found out that it was just free drinks?
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
Yeah.
Well, literally went mad. And luckily, the woman was really nice. And she was just like, yeah, well, how many do you want? It was really... quiet flight as well. We'll lay down.
Yeah.
It's like we were in business class.
Was,
it was absolutely
that
class.
That was the getting a fucking free seat next to you on a flight.
Oh, yeah.
Is the win in the lottery of life. And what we got was the two rows that we were sitting at, rows of threes, both empty.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll see you in 9 hours. Uh-huh. That was that.
It was unbelievable, wasn't
it? Oh, God, it was incredible.
Wake me for my lunch.
Mugs up at the front in business class. I paid about 10 grand for what I'm getting for free.
No.
Oh.
Class.
Get me two of them stickers. One over each eye.
Johnny, can imagine. Is there any meals going spare, seeing as he didn't turn up?
My three friends, my nine friends are in the toilet. Can I please, can you put their meals down?
I'm sorry, but I love anyone, you know, people are like, air, me mom does it. Oh God, airplane food. I'm like, I love it, me.
If it's the right thing,
I love
if
it.
It's the right thing, I'm all over it.
I don't care, even if it's not. I'm just like, yeah. This is mint. You're in the sky, you sat down with a drink, with a gin and tonic and a meal. Just buzzing.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm talking of all of this without children.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The minute you get kids, they get me away
from
that.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flying with kids is...
Trapped in a box.
Hell on earth.
In the sky.
Hell on earth. Hey, do you want to do all your parenting in a phone box? No.
Yeah.
Awful.
So, sorry, they're flying back from the USA.
So they're flying back from the USA. They've been exploring America. Well, fucking well done, you.
Oh, good for them. Yeah. Flight left late at the night, which was great. I thought, oh, I can sleep the majority of it and land back in the UK, getting my body used to the UK time again. Wrong-o. The couple in front of us had some wine with their meal when we first got in the air, and then got another bottle and another,
yeah.
Getting steaming.
Was this us?
No, it was not.
Okay.
Let's keep listening. Okay. Majority of the plane now absolutely sparkle because our bodies were actually at 4 a.m, but I was finding it hard to sleep, so just watched the telly on the plane.
Okay.
They were kissing and cuddling loads.
Right.
And it says in brackets, book, can you not in public? But whatever.
On a plane as well.
Half canned, and they must have assessed everyone else was asleep. Then I noticed it through the gap in the sheets. He was finger blasting her within an inch of her life, and her giving it yee-haw until I assume she was done.
Oh.
Took him, it's in brackets, took him fucking ages to get up and wash his hands too.
Oh, that's...
And then it says...
Oh,
it's
touching the touch screen telly on the back of the seat.
Oh, you see? Not, oh, God, nah. Everything's ruined. It says GADS here. I don't know what that means.
GADS.
It says, took him fucking ages to get up and wash his hands here too, GADS.
GADS. But is this person's putting a lot of slang. Bork, finger blasting.
But where they're from? Where's that from?
I've
GADS.
Got no fucking
idea. That's a regional term, but I don't know where from. Sorry about that.
Please explain your regional terms in your emails, you goddamn heathens. Yeah,
oh,
that's,
yeah, because we don't do enough of them, Christ.
That's, I'd be devastated if I was behind someone getting fingered on a plane. Like, I feel dirty.
Especially when you want to sleep as well.
Yeah.
Actually, in general, I just don't think I
would
like that.
Just want to put, would you not just want to put your head in between the chair? You know, the chair, so yes. She's on the right, he's on the left, just put your head in between, just go, hurry up and fucking finish, will you? I'm trying to watch Friends. Yeah, you're shaking the seat.
You would actually do that.
100%
That's
do that.
The horrible thing.
100%.
Do you want to hear the rest?
Oh, there's more.
There is more.
Ooh.
Time goes on. They're still all over each other.
Brilliant.
We were about to land any minute. Thank fuck for that.
Mm-hmm.
Plane lands, and of course, the fannies of the world jump up immediately, get their bags, because that, of course, speeds up their time leaving the plane. I roam. And I cannot wait
totally
to get away from this monkey.
Totally right. Totally right. Everyone quickly jump up. Oh, where's mine? Get mine. I need to hold mine while I'm standing here for 20 minutes until they open the door.
And then you've all got to wait for your bags getting off the thing again.
It is ridiculous.
I cannot wait to get away from this monkey as fuck finger blasting duo until I hear him say to her, great to meet you. Hope you have a nice time in London. Get home safe. And off he wanders down the aisle off the plane as she gathers her things.
Palea!
They were never even a couple.
Oh,
they didn't even know each other.
Well. Mm-hmm. That changes everything.
Does it?
Oh, quite, I respect the guy now.
Oh.
Well done, mate.
Right, okay.
Well done.
So what's wrong? I don't know why you wouldn't respect them if they were a couple. What's wrong with finger
blasting? Because they've got a house to go to.
So what, you can't? What? You can't get fingered because you've got a house?
You can't, if you live together and you've got multiple places and multiple rooms in your house to finger each other, or you know each other, but he just had the flight, didn't he?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fingering, it's a dying art.
It is a dying art.
Said that before.
The finger mile high club.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I've wanted to write in for a while now, but never knew what to say until I listened to episode 204 about Dave farting on command.
Oh, yes.
Remember Dave? My boyfriend regurgitates his food on a regular basis.
Excuse me?
He literally brings his food back up, chews it around his mouth, and swallows it again.
Why? Why would you do that?
I don't know. He does it after every meal, and he does it so discreetly, you will not even know he's brought his food up until you see him chewing again.
What kind of fucking mammy bird feeding her babies shit is this?
Awful. His brother also has this so-called gift.
Gift! The chosen ones.
And they often discuss what foods taste the best and worst the second time round.
You couple of dirty, rotten, horrible... Oh, man.
It used to be an age of ick, but after 6 years, I'm so used to it now, I just avoid kissing him after we've eaten.
Oh, Jesus. Go and leave him. Leave
That's
him.
That's horrible.
No, you don't leave him, but that is... Oh.
I don't know if I could stay with you if you just vomed up your dinner every time
you ate. He's basically vomiting. He's vomiting. But call it what you want, but if that's going down to his stomach, it is essentially exactly the same as a very quick sick. So he's vomiting it back in his mouth.
Why would you want to?
Why would you chew around again? What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? You're being sick in your own mouth and you're gargling your sick around, then you swallow it again.
Horrible.
You go, oh, hey, what did you get there, brother? Oh, I got a fucking puke. It tastes like puke. Oh, it might taste like puke as well. What foods are nice when you do that? Oh, none of them. It's horrible, isn't it? Oh, we're a couple of dirty bastards. Yes, we are.
Gifted.
Gifted. The gift.
Hashtag gifted. So bad.
So, that is disgusting.
I know.
I mean, you know what someone smells like when they haven't flossed or something, but fuck a duck. Mm-hmm. His breath must lift.
Oh. What, did you put, acidy.
Afterwards, yeah. Oh, is it weird that I want to talk to him about it, though?
Why?
I don't know, like, what's it like? Like, I imagine something coming, like a steak or something coming back up would be hard graft. Like, pasta.
Don't get me wrong, I think, you know, it's amazing that you can do it. Like,
no, it's
well
not,
done.
How is it amazing? What are you talking about? It's not amazing, it's fucking, he's broke. With the doctors, you're broke. You're malfunctioning. Amazing. Can you fucking sound like Miss World? Like a Miss World speech. It's amazing that you're all amazing. It's just I'm so proud. You're amazing that you can hockle your food back up into your throat and chew it all around and really get all that get that second chew out like a fucking cow in the field.
But he's never got digestive problems.
Well, not because everything's soup.
Chewed everything twice.
Chewed everything like a cow. Chewed everything twice.
What? Why do cows chew everything twice? Have they got two sets of teeth? Is this a thing?
They've got four stomachs, haven't they?
Let's talk about this. I've never understood this.
I don't know enough about it, but okay. I know that the cud, it's chewing the cud in it, so they swallow it into one stomach and then they chew it a bit more and then it goes back down to another stomach.
Fuck me, that's what he's doing?
But yeah, but he's only got one stomach.
How do you know that? Maybe he's got two.
He might have two.
He's a fucking cow.
Him and his brother.
He's a man cow.
Yeah, I'd love it if she sent a photo. It's the photo of me, my boyfriend. And it's just a cow with a hat on. Some people say he looks like a cow, but I don't see it. They're in a field. He's literally a cow.
His brother's over there. He's a cow. His brother.
I say goodnight to them after a bad dinner with them, and I go over and I close the gate and I make sure I've locked the gate and I leave them in the field. Peter says it, he's not a cow. And then I go into the farmhouse and I go to sleep. And in the morning I come out and I milk his mum and his sisters. They're not cows. They're humans. Stop saying he's a cow. He's not a cow.
He's a cow. He's actually a cow. She's ill and he's a cow.
She's deluded. You're going out with a cow, love. It's a cow. You know when him and his brother are talking about it, does it sound a lot like...
Got their own language, you can't understand them.
That's so cookie. There we go. That mystery solved. Your boyfriend's a cow. So is his brother.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Please keep me anonymous, although she will know who she is, as it's annoying as hell and she must be the only one to do it. My partner is a trained dancer.
Right.
She's done loads of shows and is really good, to be honest.
Same.
However.
I'm a trained dancer. You're a trained dancer. We're both trained dancers.
I'm not a trained dancer. Oh, maybe we are after our time in Strictly.
You're just Strictly for 5 minutes. Go on then.
We've both done Strictly. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Sometimes we forget how cool that is. It's pretty cool.
While we're whinging about children and stuff and being tired, we forget how fucking cool our jobs are. We're very, very lucky.
I know.
And I know I am, but Chris, I'm still out whinge. It's all relative.
It's just a phase.
It's all relative.
It's just a phase. We love them beyond compare.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to see them all the time, but then when we're with them, we can't stand them.
Want to what?
I want to see them all the time, but then sometimes when I'm with them, I think, why Why did I do this?
Right,
my partner's a trained dancer. Yeah. She's done loads of shows and is really good, to be honest. However, she tries her hardest to shoehorn it into every situation and it gets right on my tits.
Oh, right.
For example, if she passes me something, it is done with a twirl and a step with pointed toes, followed by a bow. If she closes the car door, it's like a scene from Swan Lake with a hand stretched wide and a little jump. I would just like one day without me feeling like I'm in some sort of rehearsal for Mrs. Fucking Twinkletoes big show. Am I being a dick for getting annoyed, or do people people trained in a certain thing accidentally work it into day-to-day life? Mm. Like Chris telling jokes during the day. Help. Yes. Chris does tell a lot of really fucking shitty jokes during the day to the point where I've had to actually start telling you off.
I thought you were still reading that there.
Oh, no, no, no.
I thought that person was fucking starting to dig me out there. I was about to slam your laptop shut.
I'm just agreeing, but...
Yeah, well, yes.
What do you think? Do you think she should stop?
No.
Or do you think it's her right?
It's clearly her passion and her love.
Yeah.
And, you know, he needs to just get on board with it. Hard lines.
You get annoyed how often I sing.
Yeah, but what can you do? Like, I can have a go and stuff, but, you know. I was going to use that as a until I started getting shamed for trying to bring a bit of comedy into our miserable little lives.
Can't have a conversation with you.
No, and you can't really, can you? I just start. Yeah, sorry. I do start. I've done it quite a lot recently.
You've done it loads recently.
Yeah, and you're like, I can't even talk to you, and I'm like, sorry. I am sorry. I'll try and knock it on the head a little bit. But yeah, the singing. You do it on this. We start. If I happen to say something that is a line from a song, you're gone.
I know.
But the dancing things. Might be. It depends. I'd like to know what she does in front of people.
Mm. Like, I don't do that when people are around.
No, I
rein it in. But yeah. If she's like pirouetting around the kitchen while making people a cup of tea and that when they're nipping over, then.
Fucking tea got everywhere. It went on my arm.
Fucking, you didn't make it. All right, love. You didn't make it.
No, she's done shows and stuff, man. She's not failed.
She's not anymore, though, is she?
Is she? Oh, is that what it says? She doesn't do it anymore.
Well, no, but she's. What's that? No, she's done shows and that.
Oh, well, let her have a fucking dance.
Oh, stop being so nice.
I've done a lot of negativity this episode. And as a trained dancer myself, as a professional dancer, you know, you've just got to do it now and then.
Right, actually, well, I should really fall on her side, shouldn't I? Because I'm passionate about the art.
Yeah.
And she should be keeping it loud. Yeah, but
you've shat all over her
now.
No, I've changed my mind.
I'm really indecisive and I'm extremely fickle. I've changed my mind.
Okay,
he is a dick.
Yeah, fuck
you. Honestly, I didn't say it, but leave him.
She just said it.
Leave his ass.
She said it, yeah. We weren't as harsh on the person who chews the food and regurgitates it back up. Cowboy. Yeah. We weren't as harsh on him as we were on this guy. He's a little bit annoying.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
I know, I'm so sorry. You're fine. You're all right.
You should know that our opinions mean less than nothing.
Yeah.
Less than nothing.
That's true.
But it's entertainment.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie. Rosie and Chris. Oh, either way.
Oh, I remember that was a thing a while ago. Yeah, yeah.
Please keep me anonymous. After listening to episode 173 about the guy who eats chicken wings, bones and all, remember him?
Yes, I remember him. Right, sorry, I've dropped the C-bomb a lot, but I think that was... Maybe the other C-bombs in this episode earlier on weren't warranted, but he is a dirty C-U-N-T, that man.
You're allowed to say it, Chris. You can say what you want.
I know, but sometimes when you say it loads, it's like, oh, God.
I've said it a lot.
But I've said it about four times this episode. That's a lot.
Oh, I haven't noticed. Isn't that bad?
That's terrible, isn't it?
We've lost all those people.
Yeah.
They are long. Anyone who doesn't like swearing or gets offended by swearing,
I said before,
they've gone, Chris. They're in the dust. They're never going to listen to this.
Oh, naughty word. Naughty word. Now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
I was enjoying it before this swore. Oh, Harriet Christ. Like, see,
that's crazy,
honestly.
It is crazy. It is crazy.
Switched it off when they had to involve the F word.
No. And that's just stuff my mum said. Right.
Actually, yes. right, okay. I thought I'd share this story with you.
Right.
It could even be a Rosie's mystery.
Oh,
mystery,
right, okay. Mystery. Let's wrap this episode up with Rosie's mystery. Let's dance.
A friend of mine, let's call him Robert, once had to go to hospital after complaining of discomfort while sitting, and you'll never guess what the doctor has found lodged in his colon, refusing to exit when he went to the toilet. Mysteries. What's he got stuck in his colon?
Lodged in his colon. So I'm guessing it's not a chicken bone or a bone of any kind because she's already flagged that up.
Yeah.
So it's food related.
Is it?
Oh, fuck. Well, so it's not even food. So it could be fucking anything.
Listen, Mr. Cluedo. You're not playing Cluedo the day. There's no clues.
Sorry. Just my rewind on that insult there. Listen, Mr. Cluedo. You're not playing Cluedo today. Well, consider me telt.
Unfortunately, I couldn't remember any of the characters from Cluedo.
Consider me 100% put in my
Tell
place.
Tell us a character from Cluedo.
Oh, I don't know. Colonel Mustard, I think.
There you go. That's used
again.
In...
All right, do you want to try again? We'll edit the rest out. Daisy, don't edit it out.
Right. All right. What? General?
Fuck
Colonel.
Me. Colonel Mustard.
Right, I'll do it probably.
All right,
Colonel Mustard. There's no clues over here.
What does that mean?
He's...
Oh, it was a Cluedo joke.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh, God. Anyway... That was painful. What is it? Right, what's lodged in his colon? What's he ate? What's he been doing? So, I think it would be... She said I'll never guess. He or she said I'll never guess. But it's not just going to be something random like a fucking Hot Wheels car. It's got to be like something involved in something that you'd put in your mouth. Fucking a biro lid.
Ooh.
I'm going with biro lid.
You're going with biro
just
lid.
Just total random. I've got nowhere to start.
Is biro universal?
Pen lid. Yeah.
People in Australia listen to this.
Sorry, everyone. An upside down pen lid. Mm-hmm. Are you happy?
Yeah. And if you don't know what biro is, you'll fucking go mad when you see how it's spelled.
A ballpoint pen. Yeah.
Is okay. It B?
Look, everyone
it's
wants
B-I-R-
to know what this is.
It's not B L.
Oh my
something.
God,
it's
no
B I R O.
No one gives a fuck.
Anyway.
What's in this guy's arse?
Right, okay, sorry. Whilst out in a restaurant on holiday, he wolfed down a burrito style wrap one lunchtime.
Right, okay.
No, stop. Shush, you've guessed now. Pen lid. Fucking.
That's not fair.
Colonel Mustard.
You didn't tell him. Why didn't you tell us where it's gone?
Oh, he did it with a pen lid in the library. Unknown to him, it was held together with a wooden stick.
Oh, God, how?
Because he's a greedy, stupid man who eats too fast, like yous all are. Ridiculous, right? Yeah. So it's a wooden stick, the kind that are bigger than a cocktail stick, but smaller than a barbecue skewer
exactly
stick. You know exactly
what
it is. Nando's do them.
Yeah, the old immediate stick, cocktail stick kind of thing.
The kind with a tail that you get in a fancy burger establishment around 4 to 5 inches long.
Yeah.
A few weeks after the holiday, he started to notice a pain whenever he sat down, so went to the hospital, where they found the mostly intact skewer wedged horizontally inside him, which had to be removed surgically.
Oh, God.
How the hell it got that far down without causing other issues, I'll never know. He was very lucky, surgery aside. What does it say? Thankfully, there was no serious damage, but this story gets wheeled out at family parties. The moral of the story, don't be such a greedy bastard, you end up with a literal stick up your arse.
Wow.
That would happen to you.
Yeah.
That would actually happen to you. And I wouldn't believe you at all. And you'd be like, I can't sit down. I've got a pain. I go, you're an idiot.
I swallowed the
the cocktail stick.
I swallowed the scaffolding of that burrito because I'm a dirty, greedy
pig. Would.
I tell you who it wouldn't happen to.
Who?
Cowboy. Regurgitate that back up. Oh, hold on, there's a cocktail stick in here. Oh, nearly a nightmare. No problem. Gone.
He'd fucking rip his windpipe in the time being. I've been watching a lot of TikTok recently.
Of course you have.
Kind of ruining my life a little bit.
It's horrible.
Because it just tells you loads of stuff. Mm. You know what? I just think we know too much, right?
But you know a lot of them are talking shit.
Well, no, there was a doctor.
Of what university did he go to? What university did he or she go to? What is their past, the background in whatever they're talking about, and how recent is their research?
Well, can I just tell you what happened?
Okay, just tell us the sensationalist bollocks that they said. And then
there
we'll
was a kid
on.
Who was really, really ill, and they couldn't work out what it was, and they had a pain like behind the ear, and they were just constantly ill and blah, 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 blah. And then they did loads of CAT scans, they did loads of things. It turned out that, you know, a grill, a barbecue grill, you know, the metal wire brushes that you clean them with, one of them had got into the burger. And they'd ate it and it got like lodged behind the ear. And there was a few other cases of it when it had gone down people's like stomachs and stuff. So you got to be really careful.
Okay,
so now
that
I've just warned everyone, if you are using them on your barbecue, then wash your barbecue grill after.
No, but in my defense, I thought it was going to be one of the TikTok doctors who comes on and tells you that fucking water gives you cancer.
No.
And you go, oh, shut the fuck up. Stop it. Yeah, I thought it was going to be one of them. It's not. It was really
interesting.
Horrible. So how did it get behind his ear? What was he doing?
I don't know.
Oh, we're talking, so it must have went like up past his wisdom teeth.
I'm guessing so. Just a tiny little bit of like the wire thing. But obviously it's metal.
Yeah,
so
it's horrible.
That's a fun video to watch.
Well, that's upset me.
Sorry.
Greatly, that.
Sorry.
Horrible.
Yeah. You would love TikTok, you know. I know you.
No, no. I can't. I can't lose any more of my time than my phone.
I know. Oh,
my phone's getting down. I need to start. The amount of times I'd pick up my phone, I go, right, I've had enough of this, and I sling it to the other side of the room. 2 seconds later, I'm back on it.
I know. Oh, I need addicted.
I need to check my calendar, actually. Calendar, and then calendar turns in. Back on Instagram, and hold it.
I did see something that was really cool, right? Just to chat about this, because our kids are not... Robin, obviously not yet, but soon, will be wanting a phone.
Yeah.
You know, I think the normal age now is like 12, 11, 12, when they're going out places. Yeah.
When he starts going places on his own, he'll have to have a phone.
Yeah. But I watched a TikTok video, and this woman has got 3 children, and I thought it sounded like a really good idea. You know what they've got? They've got like...
Bells around the neck. Loud bells.
No. Why you got to see? This is what I mean about making jokes all the time. I'm just chatting to you.
Ring, ring. He's over there. Come back. He's at the shop. Ring, ring. Yeah, he's in that bus stop. I can hear the bell echoing. Come back. String. 3 bits of string.
Fuck. Oh, do you want to hear or not?
Mm.
You've lost me. You've lost them.
Come on. I haven't. I'm joking.
You've lost everybody.
Okay.
Communal phone. Like, not a house phone, like a communal mobile phone.
Oh, no. What a fucking stupid idea
Do you think?
Oh, God, I.
So whenever one of them goes out, they can take the phone with them.
What if they all go at the same time? To different places.
Mm. Okay.
This is...
So they're going to have to fight over
easily the worst idea. That's the shittest thing about TikTok, because it's like a 3-second video. She goes, I'll give my kids a communal phone. And
everyone goes, she explained
God,
it, and I thought it was quite good.
Ah, she's an idiot. Right, I'll tell you why.
I'm glad I didn't share it.
Three different places. Well, so they go to 3 different places separately, right? Who's taking the phone?
But only one of them at a time.
What your favourite one?
Probably
your
the youngest.
One. Right, young, right, okay, the other two.
Who would you miss the most if they went missing?
Great, there we go. The ones that you think are definitely not going to get kidnapped, they don't take the phone. And then in the house, if they want to sit and play on the phone, who decides who gets it?
There's no social media on it.
Right.
But they've got to take turns. If they want to text their friends or whatever.
Right.
Like, what they'll have WhatsApp
groups.
Oh, great,
that's good if you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend that you're chatting to and you accidentally
get mixed
up in your sister. Well... I would think
when you're in your late teens, they can have their own phone. But I think she's talking like young.
Communal
because
phone.
There's some kids get phones at fucking 8.
So they've got a communal... Right, okay, so they've got a communal phone. Also, that means the old... What, are the triplets?
I don't know.
So they're all getting a phone at a different age then.
Oh my God, I was just saying...
Get this woman on the phone. Get this woman on the communal phone now. I'll tell her what I think of her. I'm sorry, I've been really opinionated this episode. I don't know why.
Nah, man, it's fine. Don't worry. We'll let you off.
Yeah, there we go. All right then.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Wow, that's offensive to everyone from Scotland, if that's what you were trying to do.
It was a Scottish accent.
Yes, thank you so much for listening. I know I've been a bit grumpy and a bit ranty this week, but you know what? I think I've got a lot off my chest.
No, do you know what it is, Chris? They're finally saying the real you.
Oh, yeah.
This is him. Everyone thinks I'm awful to you. You are a miserable... arsehole, and this is the real him. Day in, day out.
How many other podcasts finish on such a light note? I don't know. I'd like to know. We'll be back in years next week. Do or die, come hella high water, won't we? Eh?
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.